prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 26th day of, hard to believe, August 2020. Wow, how time is going by so quickly. And we will soon know whether the things we've been told are going to come to pass starting next month and right on through November. We'll soon know this. But that's not necessarily the topic tonight. We're going to get into something tonight I want to talk to you about. I want to do a little bit of Bible study with you. And I want you to take time to call and ask questions and make if you don't mind. But in the meantime, tomorrow is Thursday. And hopefully I'll be in the office tomorrow. As you know, last week I had to leave to go do a funeral for a first cousin that I had gotten pretty close to. She was only 58 years old. She had two teenage daughters. And her husband, of course, still left. And there's nothing pleasant about folks losing a loved one. But thank God for the hope beyond this world. That's what matters. But anyway, I'll be in office tomorrow, hopefully from 9 to 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. I truly would. I like talking to folks that call to get a chance to call in. Sometimes I don't get to talk very long. But just to know you out there is a blessing to us. It truly, truly is. And of course, Chris will be here tomorrow to take your orders, answer questions about orders, whatever. And if you'd like to help us, folks, we certainly welcome to do that by placing orders or offering a donation. We would appreciate very much. I do mean that. I do. And I'm still offering, and I'm going to offer this for a couple more weeks anyway, the Mark the Beast teaching I did on August 1st. It's an hour long. I hope and pray you'll get a copy of it and make copies for everybody that you know. Now, folks, it's not going to be a revelation, if you will, of biblical knowledge. It's going to bring forth some common sense points that most people never think about, including most pastors. A donation of $10 will get you a DVD or CD, but I'd recommend if you could get it, the DVD, because Dr. Cassidy speaks on it about the vaccination and how this is going to work towards that end of the beast, Mark the Beast. Please, folks, if you can get a copy, make all the copies you want of it. That's all I can tell you. And tonight will be the last night I mentioned dictionaries. I said we had two left. And they're $80, regular $95. You cannot study the Bible unless you speak English, because it's the English translation. Without a concordance in the 1820 dictionary, you cannot totally comprehend the scriptures. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Those are two books I have when I study. The Strong's Concordance with the Greek and Hebrew and Arabic, and also the 1820 dictionary to back up what I'm speaking in English. It's available, folks, for $80. Got two left tomorrow, but tomorrow it'll be going off special. So after tomorrow, it'll be too late unless you call and say, hey, you save me one. And if the last two are here, when they're gone, they're gone. I'll order some more, but the price won't be the same. I can guarantee you that. And, of course, we're still offering a free literature from Pastor Ted Whalen. They offered with the program last week. If you want to learn about biblical government as opposed to what we have set up here. It's available free, no charge. Pastor Table mail to you directly. Also, we have DVDs offered from a gentleman named Dwight. We will send that to you totally free. If all you have to do is just call us at toll-free number 800-777-4403. Leave your name and address very slowly, very carefully. So don't mess it up. If you want both the literature and the DVDs, they're totally free, folks. Just say, hey, send me both. You'll get them. But be prepared to learn. Be prepared to have what you thought was truth be shaken. I went through it, and I survived it. You can too. But they're available if you want them. If not, then don't take them, of course. I don't want you to hurt your head by thinking. But they're both available, no charge. Just by calling us, leaving the address, and we'll get it right out to you. If you call and leave it on the machine, please leave it very slowly and spell hard words, because like I said, we went to public school. And just be sure and give us a zip code, all right? If you want the literature and DVDs, you call again, 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, to offer those things is the best I can do because I want you to have them. I think you'll find them more than interesting. It may answer a lot of questions for you as to how we got in this mess and why we're in this mess and why our founders cannot get it out of it, get us out of it. Now we're going to discuss some things tonight, folks, that I'm telling you, I hope I get this message across to you, that because this message should encourage you, even though it's not necessarily good news in the sense that what's coming on this country, but it should encourage you knowing that you're seeing Scripture being fulfilled, prophecy being fulfilled, and this should really increase your faith to know that the Bible you read, the 1611 King James Bible, is telling you the truth. And folks, I recommend above all of them. I have lots of proof why, but I recommend above all of them. I don't have time to get into everything like I get into now. I just don't have time to do that. But how do I say this? It took me years to realize who we are. Who we are as a Caucasian race. And I'm not belittling the other races. I'm saying it took me a long time to figure this out. And to know who we are in relationship to our Creator, God Almighty. And especially, folks, our relationship, if you're born again, blood-bought and spirit-filled believers, for sure. If you're that, you have to realize who he's talking to and understand the scriptures as to what he promised to people that turned their back on him. But also, you have to know your lineage. If you don't know your lineage, you're going to miss out on a lot of biblical understanding. You're not going to understand scriptures and prophecies like you should. I couldn't. You won't be able to discern the times as you will learn to do once you understand who you are and the lineage you come from. Knowing that we are Manasseh and Ephraim in America should help you understand a lot more about scripture and prophecies. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't have time to get into it right now, but I would be glad to help you if I can. With materials on the whole article, on the whole issue of this. But when you read the scriptures, in Isaiah 58:1, Isaiah was told to cry aloud and spare not. Lift up his voice like a trumpet. And to show Yahweh God's people their transgressions. He was talking to Israel and Judah. He's talking to us today, the same bunch, but especially those now who are born-again believers. In Deuteronomy 28, he lists the blessings that come upon a nation and a people that obey him. He also listed, and a lot more of these come out than blessings, curses, for those who turn their back on God. Now, folks, I'm going to read some of these things to you, and I want you to listen. I want you to bring it up to 2020 and understand what I'm saying and see the prophecy being fulfilled in your lifetime, which should encourage you to know that our God is still on the throne, that He's still having His sovereign will done on earth. And for those that love Him and trust Him and serve Him, eternity is just the beginning for us in paradise. If only I get people to see this. You know, I have an ongoing discussion back and forth with a guy named Robert online, on the internet, on email. Robert is an agnostic, to say the least, probably an atheist, but nonetheless, he's a highly intelligent individual, but greatly deceived by Satan and his own feelings, his own desires. And I do my best to explain to him, not, of course, biblically, but also common sense-wise on issues that affect all of us. Anyone who's open to keep a dialogue going, to exchange thoughts and reasonings, is still reachable with the Word of God. It's those that don't respond and won't speak to you that you cannot reason with or talk to. For those out there not listening, I won't mention his last name, but ask the Lord to open Robert's eyes to the truth of what the Scriptures say and understand that our God is not a mean God, so to speak. He's merciful for those who trust Him and love Him. And He gives us His commandments, His statutes and laws, not to punish us, but so that we may be blessed. Even if we didn't believe in who He is, if we kept His moral code, our nation would be blessed. Even if we didn't know who He was and what He's done for us, keeping His laws would bless a nation. Even the heathen sometimes do that and don't even know it. Now that's a fact. But in Deuteronomy 28, He warns us. He told us if we'll follow Him, that He will make us the head and not the tail of all these things. That He said that you'll be above only and never be beneath. See, if you'll hearken to the commandments that I give you, then if you observe to observe and do them, then I will bless you. But He said, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. That means that, as Hosea says, He put a plumb line amongst us. A plumb line, folks, for you to know what it is, I hope most of y'all do, is a way of keeping something straight. If the plumb line is off a little bit on one end, it'll be off who knows how far at the other end of what you're looking at. The Word of God is a plumb line. He said, if you won't listen to what I've said, to the voice of God, to observe and do all His commandments and His statutes, then the curses I'm going to list will come upon you. Now, folks, listen, this is not a discouraging message. This is to show you that God's Word is true. He didn't want us to be cursed and not be blessed. He didn't want that. That isn't why He gave these listings on curses, folks. He did because He knew that this would come if we disobeyed Him. He warned us, don't touch that stove. It's hot. Don't eat that fruit. Don't do it. But He said, you'll be cursed in the city. Are we not cursed in the cities? Are we not cursed in the cities with crime and pestilence and poverty and all manner of corruption? He said you'd be cursed in the field. Folks, our crops have been destroyed in California, in the Midwest, and now in Arkansas, that produces 50% of the rice in this nation is going to be wiped out with Hurricane Laura. Oh yeah, yes, folks. And you remember last year the crops were so wet. This spring the crops died, and last fall they didn't have much of a harvest at all. You'd be cursed in the field. Didn't I say that? He said, "You be cursed." He said, "You be cursed." Your basket will be cursed in the store. In other words, in thy store, you won't have storage for anything. When you walk in even to buy something, it's going to cost you a lot more than you can afford, and it'll be scarcity. He didn't write this in a book to make us feel bad and make us feel miserable and scared and depressed. He's begging us, please, please don't make this happen. Don't make it happen. He said, you'll be cursed with the fruit of thy body. And folks, we have cursed ourselves by killing almost 100 million children. We, Americans, have done that. And it's happened on my watch. And on the church's watch. But no one seemed to really give a hoot about what happened. Certainly not to the point that the righteous people, because there were none, would say, well, the Second Amendment was written for us to defend the innocent, and we're going to use it. If we wouldn't defend the most innocent in the womb, why do you think God's going to bless this nation? But beyond that, cursed be the fruit of thy body. Look at the young people today. Look at our children and grandchildren that have been turned over to the public school system that taught them there is no God, that taught them how to have safe sex. Do you know what the latest trend in men's fashion is? It's dressing like little girls. That's a hot trend now for men to dress in skirts like little girls. Oh yeah, that's true. Our children have been cursed. They have been cursed because of this sin, our sins. So we killed them and we cursed them. Why do we get upset whenever this truth comes out? Why do people say, well, preacher, you're always preaching negative? Folks, this is not negative. This is positive. It's showing why what is happening is happening. It's of course it hurts. It makes me angry that we've been so cotton-picking stupid. Of course it hurts. But it encouraged me to know that my God, His Word is true. He said, you'll be cursed in your comings and goings. Everything that you do is going to be turned around upside down. He said, you'll be vexed in your spirit. Remember Lot, the righteous Lot, according to 2 Peter, was vexed in his spirit and his soul because of sin around him. If you're not vexed in your spirit today and your soul for the sin you see, you're not walking in Christ or with Christ. And you're not in Christ. You're not with Him at all. If you're not vexed at what you're seeing, there's something wrong with you spiritually. Maybe mentally. But there's something wrong with you spiritually that is damning you, because one of the marks of God in the times you live in is vexation of the spirit and soul. That's one of the marks of God on a true believer. They are vexed with the sin around them. Do you understand? He said, I will send upon thee cursing and vexation and rebuke. America has been laughed at around the world and scoffed at and mocked. And you know that. And the church in America, as Matthew chapter 5 said, will happen because we've forgotten God and we lost our holiness. We cast out and trodden to the foot of men. The church is being laughed at, mocked, and scoffed at. And I can't blame him. I can't blame him. He said, everything you try to do is going to turn upside down. You're not going to prosper. And he said that you're going to have pestilence and it's going to cleave to your land. Now that is not just bad weather. That's many different things. Diseases. He said, I will smite you, he said, with the plagues of Egypt. Which will be, the Bible calls it hemorrhoids. That means tumors in your body. Cancer is huge. One out of every two people in their lifetime get cancer. Yeah, that's right. It is true, folks. He said, you're going to suffer greatly because of your turning away from me and to another God. You see, now, preacher, I have never worshipped another God. If I said that, I would be a liar. I'm going to say you are too. Because every time we worship a paycheck or a government handout check, more than we worship our God to save the unborn or to stop sodomites from taking over our country. Every time we've kept our mouth shut to compromise, to save our incomes and our earnings, we worship the God of gold and silver. I'm telling you the truth. I don't like it, because I'm guilty of it. And what I'm saying right now in the air, one day it'll probably get me arrested. I've already taken our videos off YouTube from Bible studies. We had to go to Brighteon to get back online. They're taking them off because I tell the truth. God's word has never changed, folks. It hasn't changed since it's been written. It's not going to change for eternity. The word is Christ. The word was with God and is God. And it'll be here for eternity. But you're going to be hated for telling the truth. Why is it? Why is it people become discouraged whenever you preach to them the Bible and tell them, hey folks, this is why these things are happening? Why does it discourage them? Why shouldn't they say, Lord, our God is right, and preacher, you're right. Let us rejoice in the fact that He's still God and ask for direction in these days and repent of our own personal sins. One of my favorite verses quoted in the Bible, Deuteronomy 28:20, where he says, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Are we not insane with sin and evil in this country? Are we not blinded to the truth? Are we not blinded to the truth? And aren't the hearts of man failing them because of fear? The suicide rate's going through the roof because of shutdown, people losing their jobs. Spousal abuse, home abuse is increased tremendously. People running to and fro trying to figure out what to do, how to make things right again. They're doing everything in their power to try to change things except one thing. They haven't asked for direction from God Almighty nor forgiveness. I'm talking about individuals as well as nations. He said, you're going to grope around in the noonday as a blind gropes in darkness. He said, you're going to look for the ways that you can grow and be in light, but you're going to be blind. You'll never see the light. Never see it. He said, adultery and fornication will increase. Oh, folks, that's an understatement if anything ever was. I mean, let's look at what's happened to our country morally because we have allowed it to happen. I said we, you and I, the so-called church, has kept silent while this happened. Now, I'm not saying anybody didn't preach about it, but very few do. And when I did a sermon in New York this past Saturday, I preached a little bit out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the hope we have in Christ that Paul taught on. I mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. For those that will not enter again into the kingdom of God, fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals. When I got through preaching a simple little message, it wasn't 15 minutes long, an older couple came up to me and walked down the car and shook my hand and smiled and said, thank you, Pastor, for preaching that. I said, we never hear it. How come the preacher's ignored today? And I don't want to say, except either they're too cowardly. They like their easy job. They don't want to lose their church. They don't want to run out of people who donate a lot of money. I don't know what the reasons are. But I do know that when you compromise the word of God, when you don't tell the truth because you're afraid of some kind of retribution, then you worship another gods. Now, I'm not saying that you're obnoxious and rude when you tell the truth. That is not what I'm saying at all. When you have a chance to stand for the truth, you do it in love, but you do it in firmness and the strength of God's word, and don't compromise for it. My friends, our generation, my generation, one is getting elderly now, saw a lot of things change in our country on our watch. You know what I did? The same thing most of y'all did. We thought we would vote them out and change it politically. We get rid of the liberals, they called them, and put in conservatives. We'll vote the pro-murder ones out and put in pro-life people. And every day that we did that, they were murdering 4,000 more babies. Every day we did that, they were murdering 4,000 more babies. Did you hear what I said? Every day that we played that game of politics, 4,000 more babies died on our watch. And we're going to vote out those liberals and put in conservatives. And they started teaching sex education in schools to the point that they actually put condoms on bananas for fifth graders. They bring in transgender people to read to them in the libraries in schools now. Yeah, we're going to vote out those liberals and put in conservatives. That's what we're going to do. We're going to change it by politics. That's how we're going to do it now. We're going to vote out these liberals. And while we're voting for these conservatives, they legalize sodomy. The Supreme Court made it legal. The Supreme Court can't make law, but they did. You know why they did it? Because the people of this nation are too dumb to know the facts of the law themselves. Even the Constitution, as warped as it was, says that can't happen. And the Word of God says it cannot happen. And when the people tolerate it, the people are punished for it. But that's okay. Election coming up in November. We're going to keep Biden and Harris out. We're going to put Trump and Pence back in. We're going to vote conservative. We're going to save this country. I've got a couple letters to write tomorrow to answer a question about people who ask me, why, who are you going to vote for if you don't vote for Donald J. Trump? DJT, they call him for short. I'm not voting for either one of them because I'm not endorsing either one of them. I will not put my Christian convictions on one of these people to support in what they believe and do. I won't do it. And folks, we've been doing it in this nation longer than I've been alive, voting out liberal, putting in conservatives, and we're in a hell of a mess here. Because we didn't turn back to the one that can save us. Repentance must start with us, you and I. It must start with the ones that call themselves believers. The heathen's not going to repent right up front. They're not going to do it. They see no need to. Why should they? They're prospering right now. We're grasping the straws because we're going to put Trump back in the office. He's going to fix this stuff. My friends, the judgment of God upon evil people cannot be fixed by man. It must be repented of by man and fixed by God. Do you understand that? Is this too complicated for most people? Is this over the head of most people because they simply refuse to see the truth I'm saying right now? This nation is fixable, but only by repentance and turning back to God and His laws. You say, preacher, we can't do that. That means that baby murders, we put to death. Yep. That means that homosexuals, sodomites, and lesbians, we put to death. Yep. That means that rapists and child molesters were put to death. Yep. That's what it means. We would take the evil from out from among us, not tolerate it. As the Bible says, don't pity them. Take out the evil from among us and do what's right to glorify our Father in heaven. But don't worry, Trump's going to fix it. You put him back in office. Oh, no. Biden's going to do better. He has all the answers. And so does Kamala, bless her heart. The whore that worked her way to the top, so to speak. Back of the break, you want to call and talk to me, you may, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back and are in the downhill half. That's for the last broadcast this week already. Got phone lines filling up, and I'll get to your calls in a few minutes. Like, say a few more words if you don't mind, but I'll get to Ariel and Gary and all of you, I promise. I want to talk to you. As I said, we're grasping at straws. We really are. And all my life, I voted thinking I was going to vote the right people in and save our country. I did. I voted a Democrat for years because my dad was a Democrat. Remember one time that the symbol, I think, on the ballot was the rooster and the eagle. Remember one time my mom asked a friend, how do you vote this time? How do you mark the ballot? They told her, said, just put your mark under the rooster. That was Democrat. Now, I'm serious. I'm not making this up. And I did that because my dad said, well, the Democrats were for the poor folks. The Republicans were for the rich people. How about it? Made sense to me. I mean, what did I know? I never read a constitution in my life. I never read anything about this. I didn't know what the Bible said about how to select righteous men. And our duty was to select righteous men. Even a Supreme Court justice, John Jay, said it's our duty as Christians to vote in Christians. Anything less than that, don't support them. But no one cared about that. I didn't know. They went to Republicans. Republicans are more conservative. They're going to fix this country. I remember Newt Gingrich was going to sweep the House and make everything right again. They did. They swept the House. Nothing changed. When Trump got in 2016, we swept the House. Nothing changed. Now, maybe, perhaps, some things are happening slower. But, my friends, listen, insanity. One of the signs of insanity is by doing the same things over and over again, hoping for a different outcome. And we keep wanting to change a country on our terms. We don't want to listen to what God says about repentance, about selecting only men that we know are brothers, brethren in Christ, to office. That's in the Bible, folks. It really is. But we don't want to listen to that. We want to get it on our own terms. We'll vote for the lesser of evil so we can fix a little bit or delay a little bit. That isn't what God said to do, but it's our terms. We will never turn anything around this country by going with their own thoughts, desires, and terms. Now compromise the word of God in any direction. He just said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, don't go to the left hand nor to the right. Don't go liberal nor conservative. Stay on my commandments and you'll be fine. Anything less, you'll be so far off the plumb line in a few years, a generation or two, that you'll never get back on again. That's America today. You can do as you want and you will. All I can do is preach the Bible. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. That's all I am. Folks, I am Pastor Butch Paul from down the holler in West Virginia. Born and raised in Monterville, West Virginia. A son of a coal miner. A coal miner myself for a while. I am nothing but a mere mortal man. I have the same fears and doubts and frustrations and anger problems that you do. If you cut me, I bleed. I have feelings. I do. I have all the things you do as being a regular people. We all have similar situations, temptations, and frustrations. The only difference is that I've learned over the years to put my trust in my God, in my Savior. Because He said, I'll give you a joy. I'll give you a joy. I'm speaking full of glory. I'll give you peace. The world can't take away. Does that mean I'm always happy and happy-go-lucky and I never get angry or depressed or sometimes lose sleep? No, it doesn't. Does it mean that I like preaching the Word of God when it says these things are coming upon you because you sin? No, I don't. It doesn't mean preacher doesn't bother you? Of course not. But I know in whom I trust. And I know who guards my soul. I know in whose hands I am. No matter what the world may throw at me, no matter what Satan may bring, I am in the hands and protection of my Heavenly Father. Well, preacher, you may be killed for preaching the Bible. Is that protection? Absolutely. It's a blessing to leave this world martyred for the cause of Christ. It's a blessing because I'll be out of this war. I'll be with Him. I don't want to enter into glory. I don't want to enter into glory as a warrior for Christ without some wounds to show that I was in the battle. Yeah, I got a seal and I got a shield and a sword. I got a helmet. I got the breastplate and all that. But sometimes being human, I let things slip and get cut. That's just being mortal. That's just being a man. But the peace I have and the joy He's given me can't be taken away by this world. I didn't say I wouldn't be full of anguish and sorrow sometimes. I didn't say that. But I am His servant. He is my Lord and Master. His will be done. His word, as we speak, is being fulfilled. Why would I fear man? Tell me that. I lost friends that used to support this ministry very strongly. They supported us very strongly and swore they'd stand by us to the end and forsaken us. That's happened to me more than once. One man in particular that I really loved dearly, still do. They used to call me brother. I call him a deacon. Has forsaken us. But that's okay. I've done what my Lord told me to do in my spirit and mind, and I'm content. Been on the radio almost 29 years. Tried to quit a couple times. Lack of funds, whatever. But the Lord's kept the door open. Not 5 nights a week, 3 nights a week now. But twice a week with Melody Cedarstrom and once a week with Dr. Bill Deagle. So I'm on the radio quite often. Trying to get the word out. That's all I can do is try to be faithful. Folks, I'll say this and get to the phone calls. We offer our Bible studies and current events every month. They're recorded. They're sent mailed out every month. 4 hours of teachings and current events every month. We ask a donation of $15 to pay for the shipping and the handling and the buying and the producing of the DVDs or CDs, your choice, but I recommend DVDs. If you want to have home Bible study at your home, you call us. Give us your name and address. We will send you out August teachings for free. See if you like them. If you do, say, preacher, keep them coming. We'll send them to you. I wish again, folks, we could give everything away free. But unfortunately, the power bill wouldn't get paid if it did. The phone bill won't be paid. These things just don't happen that way. It'd be a wonderful world if it could, but it doesn't work that way. If you want to see Bible studies that I promise you are going to be hard-hitting and to the point, you let us know. Let's get the first phone call. Let's go to Maryland. Let's talk to Ariel. Are you there, Ariel?
Yes, I am. Pastor, you're the only Christian minister in the United States that's really preaching what's in the Word of God. And, you know, the people in this country voted a Negro into office for 8 years, and they're getting ready to do it again with Biden. And if they do, we're going to keep going down, 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 down. Because I know,
yeah.
I was born back in the 40s,
yep.
And I've seen this country go from the top country in the world to we're like the very bottom. People
I
hate
agree.
Us.
They do. They do. And we are laughed at and mocked, and our nation's morals are a cesspool of filth, and we wonder why the world mocks us.
They think they can change things politically. They can't. Anyone with just 100 IQ, which is just average, should be able to figure that out. We cannot
Amen.
Do it politically.
Well, we've been trying, Ariel. What year were you born in?
1943.
I wasn't born in 48. I'm not too far behind you. Okay. I don't remember that. I was born in 48. But I will tell you this. All my lifetime, I have tried to vote for the lesser of evils because I thought it's the right thing to do. And look where we are a generation mm-hmm. later. Look mm-hmm. where we are. Repentance is the key, but no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear that we've got to turn back to God, His laws and morals. No one wants to hear that. They want to think, well, we can fix ourselves, but putting somebody in office is going to fix it for us. They can't fix
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, you know, your line should be crowded. I shouldn't even be able to get through to you. There should be like hundreds of people trying to talk to you and get the word of God from you. And except for a few other callers, nobody's doing it. But I'll tell you, the day's going to come where people are going to be seeking the truth and they're not going to find it anywhere.
But the Bible says, that's what the book says, there'll be a famine.
That's right.
There'll be a famine
right.
for the word of God. Thank you, Ariel, for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. And folks, I appreciate what you say. I don't think I'm the only one that's preaching the gospel, obviously, but I hope I am preaching the truth entirely, the best I can understand it. I've never had it perfectly right. I'm only a man. But if I read out the book is right. You don't have to worry about that. If I read out the book is right. My opinions don't matter. Neither does yours. It's what thus saith the word of God. Let's go next to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch. I want to start this off with reading a verse or two of Scripture, if you don't mind.
No, sure.
This is from Matthew chapter 2. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, and was exceedingly wrapped, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in
right.
the coast thereof, from 2 years older and under, according to the time that he had diligently required of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentations and weeping, and great mourning, and Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not.
Yep.
Which, when I read that scripture in 1986, because I just recently come to Jesus Christ in 85. I was a heathen and a ne'er-do-well for all those years. But when I came to Jesus Christ, I read that scripture and I weep right along with Rachel.
Yes.
And I believe that everybody who loves God ought to be weeping for the children that are being slain by their mothers without natural affection, because they have believed the lie because they wanted to believe the lie. And the church has sat back and tolerated it all
yep.
of these many years.
Yep. I totally agree. Totally agree.
And I'm going to tell you something, Butch. One of the newest members of our little Created Equal team here, and he he stands up. He heard me preach in a prayer meeting one time. And he came out and he joined me. And since he had joined me, he had nothing but trouble in the congregation to which he is presently in. And they wanna they told him just today that you got to quit hanging around or running around with Gary and those radicals out there on the street.
Oh my!
And he is you know, and he's not one to just take this laying down. And you know, he just told him, he said, don't you ever say anything about Gary and the people on the street, because they are doing what you refuse to do.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what's going to become of that. But
that's
the way that these congregations are today.
We're not
they
to fellowship
will say
with people
and
like
do
that.
Anything they want to with inside those four walls, but by God, don't you come out of those four walls and preach in the street.
I agree.
Because when I preach in the street, I preach to the church and the unchurched, something they will not do. And that's not because I'm great or anything else. That's because I read that scripture, and I weep for those children, and I still weep for those children, which
I will not
stop what I'm doing, no matter what anybody says, until I do everything I possibly can to bring this to an end.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I thank you for putting up with me, Butch. We have been brothers for a long, long time.
Right back at you, my friend. You put up with me for a lot of years. I appreciate it. I do. You know,
I don't know how I did it.
this coming November will make Marcia 49 years putting up with me. Imagine that.
I can't imagine that.
Well,
okay,
thank you, Gary. God bless
you,
friend.
As you know, I'm very serious about what I say.
I know you are. I know. Thank God for laughter. We laugh as brothers, but we're in a war. We know that.
We absolutely are. And bless you and all the people there. We love you very much.
Thank you, Dino. Thank you. Appreciate it very much, Gary. Thank you. Our next caller is Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in, folks. The lines are open. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I expect tonight's message may scare some of y'all. Maybe it may make some of you mad. I don't know. But I do know I've been told by people all the time that I don't want to call in because I don't want my name on the list. My friend. The only list you got to worry about is, are you on the list of the Lamb's Book of Life? Other than that, don't worry about the rest of them. If you're not on God, on Christ's list, you're in trouble. The rest of them are jokes. Go ahead, Dino.
Yeah, I sent you information on the Civil War. I got that. Here's some verses for you, Butch, that people have forgotten about. And before I get into the verses, the word liberal, friend, and people listening, the word liberal in the Bible meant charity. It meant have good charity, and you gave people, you liberalized, you gave people liberalizing food and charity. They liberals have been defined as evil, so that's been reversed also. And the word conservative, that's not in the Bible either, but liberal.
That's not.
You know that, but it's been redefined.
Yep. Of course. They've changed the language, Dino. That's why I tell people get the 1820 dictionary. You will not find the word gay in the 1820 dictionary meaning homosexual or sodomite. It doesn't mean that at all.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that at all.
So, another verse in Jeremiah. Says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departs from the Lord. Today, that applies to all politicians because they're trusting men. It says you're cursed, right? Butch?
Amen. I totally
you know
agree.
That.
I totally agree. And I'll have more enemies because of this. I know, Dina. I've lost support because of my stand, but that's okay. I'd rather lose man support than I would step out of my father's will. Good point. Good call.
Three more verses for you.
Okay.
Three more verses, gang. It's in Hosea. God will do things to the girls for disobedience. Hosea chapter 6, verse 10. The pride of Israel testified to God's faith, and not return to God, and they did not seek him, see God, and because of that, they were punished. And
Amen.
Also in Hosea chapter 8, verse 13, because you have been disobedient, my lady, what will I give you? I will give you a miscarrying womb and dry breasts, and the beloved fruit of their womb will be destroyed. See, God destroys babies too, but for reasons of disobedience. And also in Hosea chapter 13:16, Samaria shall become desolate. She has rebelled against God. Therefore, the infants shall be dashed in pieces with swords, and the women with children shall be ripped up. It's amazing, Butch, how we have accepted it today, yet in Hosea, God actually killed babies for punishment and gave them a miscarrying womb for being, what do you call it, disobedient. Now today we can reverse that, right, Butch?
Yes, absolutely. That's very true.
You know those verses, right, friend?
I do. Good call, Dino. I mean, it's Bible, and I can't change it, but good call. I hate to jump. I got another call coming in. Thanks for being there, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's go next to California and talk to Paco. Paco, you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Pastor Butch?
I'm doing well, sir. Good to hear from you.
I know. It's been a few years.
Yes, it has.
I was just calling in because the Lord has been having me busy over here working with people with cancer since I last talked to you.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, Pastor Butch, I was listening to you today, and I was just calling in to let you know that that the church is not preaching the word of God, just like the Heavenly Father told Peter that if we love them, that to feed his people.
That's right.
You know, and I don't see many of these. Of the pastors feeding the flock the right word. I see a lot of people that are literally spiritually in famine, you know.
That's very true.
And right now over here in California, it's like you can't even mention Jesus because people they don't know what to respond because of the fear that, you know, that has come upon them because of this pandemic. And lately I just like been talking to a lot of people and asking them, why are they afraid of dying? And nobody could, give me a straight answer. And, you know, because, I'm a survivor from a stage 4, cirrhosis of the liver from 2008. And the Lord still has me around, you know, now working with other people that have also, that have had cancer. And, you know, the fear of death, he's helped me overcome.
Amen.
And that's why I'm looking at today at the world, you know, just like you said, that if we love the Lord, you know, we will give our life just like he did. And, a lot of men, might say, is it even worth it? You know, to give our life for the Lord. Well, I look around the world right now, and I see a lot of people giving their life up for a lot less.
Amen.
You know.
And Paco, just stop and thank the ones who cut their life shorter by booze and drugs and whoever knows what. You're right. They give their life for sin, but they won't live for Christ.
Amen, Pastor Butch. And that's where I'm at. You know, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out the right way, you know, giving it for the real purpose. You know, not the purpose of the world. Because the world, you know, hasn't given me anything but heartache. And just like you said, since I surrender my will, my life to the Lord, you know, even my bad day is a great day.
Amen.
Because it's a testimony unto the Lord that I made it. And you can't have a testimony without any test. And that's one thing I learned from you, Pastor Butch. You've been a great example of giving me that. And I just want to let you know, I want to call in tomorrow to give you a report of what I've been up to.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I got John Pockup, a good call. Thank you. What a sweet call. Folks, that's what keeps us encouraged here. I don't take a pay out of this ministry. Never have. That's my pay right there. Big time pay. Let's go next to Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, me and my wife, Rosie, we just love you.
Well, thank you.
And we just thank you so much for all the truth, for the courage, for standing up for your beliefs, not backing down. And, you know, us here at Prophecy News Fellowship, Brother Bruce and Don and Brother Dave and me and my wife, we preach that every week, that this country is under judgment. We're seeing a famine in the land, a spiritual famine.
Yes, we are.
And we're seeing people, just like it says, they're lovers of themselves, they're haters of God, they're disrespectful, unnatural affection, lovers of the world. And if you love the world, that's enmity with God.
Yep, absolutely. That's right. The love of God is not in you if you love the world. That's right.
And you know, me and my wife, everywhere we go, we pray that somebody will be drawn to us, that we'll be able to talk to them, to witness to them.
Right.
And we try to tell them that this voting stuff is a bunch of bull. We got to put Jesus Christ number one. We got to vote for Jesus, not
man. Amen. And you can't support a man that you know is not a brother. Very true, Jerry. I got to jump out of time. And God bless you, my friend. Keep in touch, okay?
God bless you.
Talk
God bless
to you soon.
You. We love you.
Love you, too. And folks, by that time, I want to make mention before I forget, if you appreciate this broadcast, remember that Melody Seastrom is paying for this on 6115. Now, if you missed this at 6115, you can listen again at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215. But Melody Seastrom is paying for this hour for us, and you need to call her to try to plan for your future, because I don't want the future holds. Only our Father does. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Please do that for you and your family's sake. Now, we do love you, and I hope to hear from you in the office tomorrow. I really do. But just know we're here because we care. We got one more call from Trump. Going to try to squeeze in Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. You got about less than a minute. Go ahead.
Hello, Pastor. I just wanted to tell you that way back in the 1850s, late 1850s, I had a relative that was in Congress. His community loved
hurry,
him.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
He
we're
came
about
back
time.
And he said, I cannot run for re-election because of the vipers that are in the government.
Amen. His
I cannot
integrity.
Come back. And that was way back in
Amen.
The 1850s.
Well, we got to jump. Folks, love you. See you tomorrow in the office. See you next week, and good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Seastrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seastrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.